Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Nangayate Gani Yakripa Tamahambande Shri Gurandina Tarana Namah Om Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vacharane Devasesha Sanjivari Pastachade Sitarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasri Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I will not speak long so that we have time for kirtan. He
said, "I will not speak long, so that we have time for kirtan." He said, "I will not speak long, so that we have time for kirtan."
But I'll say just a few words about what today means to us.
但是呢，我只是就是今天对我们来说意味着什么，我会讲几句。
It is a special day.
今天是非常特殊的一天。
We have been observing the festival called Gaura Purnima.
我们今天呢在庆祝叫做 Gaura Purnima 的节日。
Which is the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared in this world
525
years ago. The Krishna consciousness movement, as we know it today, is actually coming down in line from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
我们知道的现在的就是这个奉爱瑜伽啊, Krishna 意识的整个这个传承, 实际上是从圣柴达尼亚麻哈布这样传下来的。
And he appeared to introduce this congregational chanting.
他呢显现到这个世界上来，就是为了能够介绍大家集体歌唱这个圣灵的这个运动。
Which is also known as mantra yoga.
那当然了，另外一个梵文词就叫做 mantra yoga.
As a primary method for self-realization in the present age of Kali Yuga.
这个方式呢，实际上是现在这个虚伪纷争的卡里年代，也有说叫末法年代的那个主要的认识自我的方法。
Symptoms of Kali Yuga are that it is the age of quarrel.
那这个卡里年代的主要的特征就是一直不断的都是纷争。
And because people's minds tend to be very disturbed, and even by a little provocation, there can be fighting between one another.
由于人们内心呢总是动荡不安的，因此稍微为了一点点小小的事情，马上就开始争吵不休。That
is one of the symptoms of the present age. Also, is a disturbed mind.
这个呢，就是这种内心的这种动荡不安，是这个年代卡里年代里头的一个特征。And
therefore, although meditation is a bona fide process for self-realization.
因此呢，就是冥想是作为认识自我、了解自我的那个权威性的方法。Because
the mind is so difficult to control.
由于我们的内心是那么的困难，能够去控制它。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced a system of mantra yoga.
所以呢，柴达尼亚麻哈布呢，他就介绍了这个系统性的介绍了这个 mantra yoga.
Which helps to bring the mind under control by hearing a superior sound vibration.
也就是说，通过聆听超然的声音震荡，用这样的方式能够控制住我们的内心。The
word mantra means to deliver the mind.
那 mantra 的意思就是使内心获得自由解放。And
it is a very powerful mantra.
那这个呢，当然是非常强有力的 mantra.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared over 500 years ago.
但柴达尼亚麻哈布呢，他是500年前出现在这个世界上。Kali
Yuga was already very prominent.
那个时候呢，卡里年代的那些个特征已经非常的突出了。He
appeared at a time when there was a lunar eclipse.
那当时他出现的那一天是日全食。And
according to Vedic culture, a lunar eclipse is considered to be very inauspicious.
按照伟达文明，日全食实际上是非常不吉祥的，从物质的角度。
But just at the moment of his appearance, there were thousands and thousands of people gathered who were chanting these names of Krishna.
那就在他显现的那个时刻，有成千上万的人聚集在一起吟唱 Krishna 的圣名。
And thus his appearance was meant to indicate what at that time was meant to indicate what he would be delivering.
那这个呢，实际上是通过这样的一个迹象，它表明他的出现啊，他的降临实际上是他要介绍这样的方式。
Therefore, for those who practice this chanting of Hare Krishna.
因此呢，对这些个练习吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的人来说。
They follow in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
他们等于就是说在追随 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的步伐。
By practicing it not only for themselves and for their own benefit.
啊，通过这样的练习，不仅仅给他们自己带来利益。
By making it available for others also to experience.
啊，他们也让其他人能够有机会欣赏、体会到。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu freely distributed this mantra.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他无条件的把这个 mantra 给予人们。
He didn't ask anything in return.
他并没有要求人们给他什么回报。
The only price that he requested for people to pay was simply to have faith in the process of chanting.
他唯一要求人们就是说给予回报，就是怀着信心吟诵吟唱这个 mantra.
It is not very expensive.
那这个当然并不很贵哦。
And therefore, for those who do it, who chant with faith,
所以呢，对那些怀着信心吟诵吟唱这个 mantra 的人来说，
and to chant sincerely from the heart,
如果他能够发自内心的真诚的发出这个声音震荡，
our spiritual master used to say that when one chants Hare Krishna, he should chant just like a child calling for his mother.
啊，我们的灵性导师曾跟我们讲说，这种真诚的吟诵吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 的人，就应该像孩子呼唤自己的母亲一样，发出这样声音震荡。
When a child calls for his mother, the child doesn't know anything about his mother.
好，当这个孩子在呼唤他的母亲的时候，他不知道他发生了什么情况。
It's helpless, fully dependent.
啊，他自己呢是完全是一种无助的情况，他是完全依靠他母亲的情况。
And practically, we can also similarly experience.That when we try to control our minds and become peaceful,
啊，同样呢，我们也可以亲身体验到，当我们试图控制我们的内心，让它感到平静。
By our own efforts alone,
如果我们是自己去努力的话
controlling the mind is like trying to control the wind.
如果是我们自己努力的话，我们会发现控制内心就像控制风一样难。
Mind is always continuous, endless stream of thoughts.
那个内心有成千上万，一直不断的是思绪万千。
And is always looking for something to strike, an object to strike.
然后呢，总是在寻找什么东西是可以就是去吸引的。
When it strikes an object, then we think, oh yes, now I'm going to try to enjoy.
啊，当我们看到一个让我们内心感到受吸引的对象的时候，我们就想说，哎呦，如果得到这个，我们就会快乐。
But the pleasure the mind gets from that experience is very temporary.
但是呢，我们内心所感受到的这样的一种快乐，实际上是非常的短暂。
Just as quickly as it appears, it also disappears.
就像它出现的时候那么快一样，也很快就消失了。
And therefore, the mind will always look for another object to strike.
然后呢，我们的内心就一直不断地寻求新的东西，能让我们感到快乐或者是满足。
Oftentimes it simply thinks about anticipation of happiness.
啊，绝大多数的时间，其实我们只是在想啊，怎么着了就可以快乐。
And then that anticipation of happiness gives us a sense of happiness.
啊，那种想象出来的那种快乐，然后让我们内心就感到一些快乐。
But then when we get the fulfillment of that desire,
但是呢，当我们 OK 觉得这个实现这个愿望就能快乐，真的实现了以后，
it doesn't last, then we have to look for something else.
结果我们就发现那个快乐的时间真的很短，然后我们不得不再去找一个新的东西。
Such is the nature of the uncontrolled mind.
这个就是不受控制的内心所具有的本性。
And without a controlled mind, there can be no peace.
没有控制住内心的话，不可能有平静。
Not only can there be no peace for ourselves, but as we see in the age of Kali, It is very difficult to find peace in this world due to the agitated minds.
啊，由于内心始终是动荡不安的，因此我们不仅我们自己的内心没有平静，我们可以看到在这个卡利年代里头，全世界都是动荡不安，没有和平。
Therefore, this chanting of Hare Krishna is the peace formula for
this age. 所以呢，这个吟唱 Hare Krishna mantra 是平静的公式，和平的公式。
One simply has to chant sincerely.
人只要认真的、真诚的吟诵吟唱。
And as we said, like the child calling for his mother.
就像我们刚才说的，就像孩子无助的在呼唤母亲一样。
That sound, transcendental sound vibration, then will enter into the ear and go into the heart.
然后那个超然的声音震荡就会透过我们的耳朵进入我们的内心。
And it acts from within the heart.
然后就在内心就开始起作用。
To change or to transform the consciousness.
就使得我们的意识状态得以转化。
From flickering consciousness from one object to another.
从那种动荡不安，从一个对象跳到另外一个对象的那样一种意识状态。
To Krishna consciousness.
转化为 Krishna 意识。
Krishna consciousness is transcendental.
Krishna 意识是超然的。
As it is stated, Krishna Surya Sam Maya Haya Andhakara Yaham Krishna Tahamaya Mayada Arikara. Krishna is like sunshine.
啊，正如经典里说 ，Krishna 就像啊阳光一样。
And Maya or illusion is like darkness.
错觉或者是幻象就像黑暗。
As soon as one takes the Krishna consciousness,
当人一旦开始培养 Krishna 意识
and immediately the darkness of illusion will immediately be dissipated.
马上那个错觉的黑暗就会被驱散掉。
Just as darkness cannot exist in the presence of the sun,
就像太阳出现的时候没有黑暗。
As soon as the sun appears, immediately darkness disappears.
太阳一旦出来，马上黑暗全部都消失了。
In the same way, when Krishna consciousness manifests within the mind and within the heart, it immediately dissipates illusion.
同样的道理，当内心一旦就是 Krishna 意识唤醒了以后，马上那种愚昧的黑暗、无明的黑暗就立刻消除了。
And it helps us to understand our eternal spiritual nature.
这样就帮助我们了解到我们永恒的真我的本性。
By which we can gradually achieve platform of peace.
那通过这种方式，我们就会逐渐的达到平静的状态。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu freely distributed this chanting.
所以呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 他无条件的把这个吟诵吟唱的方法给予所有的人。
And therefore, on this day, the anniversary of his appearance in this world, we would also like to chant in the same spirit as he chanted.
啊，所以呢，在今天就是他纪念他的显现日的这一天，我们也要怀着他同样的那个精神来一起吟唱。
And we invite you to participate.
那我们邀请大家来参与，一起参与。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.